السلام عليكم ورحمة الله وبركاته. بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم. This incident was experienced by a doctor friend of mine whose narration is presented here. In 1961, I was working as a registrar in a ward. One night, I had an astonishing dream, a nightmare in fact, that resulted in me being ill for 6 months. In the dream, I was taken inside a qabr where I saw the body of the deceased tossing around restlessly. It appeared as if the deceased was in severe agony. His mouth was open, but no sound was coming out from it. His arms and legs were trembling due to severe pain. For a long period, this condition continued. Thereafter, there was a pause and the body rested to some extent. After a while, I saw a stranger appearing and inserting something like a sharp blade into his urethra. And due to excruciating pain, the dead body again went on tossing around in sheer agony. Looking at his extreme sufferings, I could not hold myself back and stepped forward to inquire from the stranger as to why the deceased was being given such severe adab. He replied that this man was an adulterer, I mean, commit zina, and since his death, he was being meted out this azab, this punishment. For a lengthy period, I stood looking at this scene with my heart feeling great pity on this person. While I was witnessing this, someone forced me to lie down on the ground and the same sharp blade was inserted into my urethra. I felt such a severe pain that I also started tossing around on the ground in sheer agony like a fish out of water. For a lengthy period, I remained tossing around in this condition. Even to this day, when I recall this dream, the hair on my body rises up due to fear. Anyhow, when I woke up, I saw that my bed was wet. I thought that I had urinated in the bed due to the extreme fear I had experienced. But I observed that the bed was wet with water, even up to the pillow. Additionally, I could still feel the severity of the pain. Thereafter, every time that I went to empty my bladder, my urine was mixed with bright red blood, and this blood-like urine continued for an entire 6 months. During this time, I became very weak. Every kind of laboratory tests and x-rays of the kidneys and bladder were done. I consulted many doctors and carried out their treatments, but neither the cause of the disease could be ascertained, nor could I get any relief. During this period, I remained on long leave from my duties. At long last, only when I turned my attention towards du'as and istighfar, did Allah Ta'ala relieve me from this calamity. He just dreamt it, and that's how he felt. Allah Ta'ala protect us, safeguard us. Zina has become something very rife in our communities also. Allah Ta'ala protect us from this. He's giving another incident. He says, a few years back, I went to Abbottabad for the Tablighi Jamaat. We stayed in a masjid on the outskirts of the town. There was a qabristan near the masjid. According to the program, we made gush in the area and invited the men to the masjid. The bayan was with regards to life after death. While listening to the bayan, the local people broke out weeping loudly. We were greatly affected by their crying, as up till now no one had reacted in this manner from this type of bayan, nor had we seen, people being so moved. On inquiry, one of the locals spoke up. He said that in fact the residents of this locality had actually witnessed an incident where the punishment in the qabr had taken place. He pointed towards a certain qabr and he said that this qabr was that of a woman who had passed away about 60 years ago. The qabr was old but strongly built. One day after Fajr Salah, the noise of screaming and crying could be heard coming from the Qabristan. After investigating, it was found that this noise was from this lady's qabr. As the sun rose, the sound became louder and louder. The residents were very alarmed. Women and children started weeping. The residents went to an alim to ask him to explain what is happening. The alim said that this woman is being punished in the qabr. And Allah Ta'ala was showing us the people of the locality as an example of His azab so that we may turn our attention towards the akhirat. He further said that if in this worldly life we follow the commandments of Allah Ta'ala and the teachings of Rasulullah Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam, then we will be relieved from such great misfortunes. Thereafter all the people started with dhikr, istighfar, durood sharif, and recitation of Quran Sharif, and they conveyed the thawab to the soul of the deceased. The net result was that the sound of the screaming and crying stopped at the time of Asr Salah. With this incident fresh in their minds, whenever we talked about the qabr and akhirat, the residents of the locality would begin weeping. Giving another incident, he said, in my neighborhood there was a person who was quite ill. His condition was deteriorating day by day. The family called me to see him. When I reached his home, I observed that the patient was in sakarat. The patient was now in the throes of death. And I saw him pointing upwards in a particular direction. The patient said aloud, "He has come to take me, and he will definitely take me with him. But what will happen to my daughter?" He kept on repeating this, "What will happen to my daughter?" Three times he said this, and then he breathed his last. One of my relatives, a female, had come to me in Multan for treatment. One day while we were sitting, the lady suddenly looked towards one side and she said, "Who has come?" Then she requested that she be sent back to her house immediately as her time of leaving this dunya was near. We acceded to her request and sent her back as was her desire. We heard that soon after reaching home, she breathed her last. A particular bus was being driven with full speed on Rojan Road in Punjab. Suddenly the driver applied brakes and he stopped. He then asked the conductor to get the passenger on the roadside to come in. The conductor opened the door, but he saw no passenger outside. He informed the driver accordingly and told him to drive on. But the driver did not comply. When he approached the driver, he saw that his head had flopped onto the steering wheel and he had passed away. This incident was narrated to me by a passenger on the bus. In actual fact, the passenger on the roadside that the driver had seen was most probably Malak al-Maut in human form. A relative of mine was very fond of partaking delicious food. He landed up suffering from diabetes and subsequently some heart disease. Due to the seriousness of his illness, he was admitted to my ward. Despite being given the necessary treatment, his condition deteriorated and we awaited the inevitable. In a brief period, just prior to him passing away, he demanded that he be served the luxury items that he was used to. These were made available to him, but he had hardly placed a morsel of this food in his mouth when he collapsed on the bed and he was found to have passed away. What he is highlighting here, one is the person on the top. Instead of him worrying about reciting the kalima, he is worried about his daughter. What's going to happen to my daughter now? The second person, how Allah Ta'ala made it, that Allah Ta'ala gave her that feeling that I'm going to go now. So she said, take me away home. I don't want to pass away here. Take me away home. She went away home and she passed away at home. The third person, Allah Ta'ala alone knows whether he was a pious person. We're not judging that. But the ibrat we take from there is that what's his job holding? Picking up passengers, right? Looking for the next fare, looking for the next fare. The next fare could be Malak al-Maut. We are chasing the same. The next one can be Malak al-Maut. We don't know when the angel of death is lying in ambush for us. And here this person, whole life he's worried about delicacies. Delicacies at the time of Maut also, instead of worrying about the akhirat, at that time to worrying about his delicacies. Delicacies came, he couldn't even partake of it. It reminds us of those ahadith Nabi Kareem sallallahu alaihi wasallam speaks about when the trumpet will be blown. Person will be fixing his hose, his water trough. He'll just drop. Person will be cutting a material. You know material, how quick you cut a material. You won't even be able to finish that. Person will step out of the house, you won't even be able to walk in. That is maut. وَجَاءَتْ سَكْرَةُ الْمَوْتِ بِالْحَقِّ. The other thing that's just coming to my mind, thinking about this lady, is that when my late father-in-law, Allah Ta'ala make his maghfirat, in Jannat, when he was diagnosed that he had cancer, and it was quite advanced stage already. So the doctor, oncologist, was a Muslim lady. So she called few of the family members, and she explained to them that, see, there's nothing that can be done. So take him home, make him comfortable. But the ajeeb thing was, she explained to them that, see, in the end, he'll be very uncomfortable. You will think like now he's unable to breathe, suffering, pain, what can we do? So at that time you will think, you know, we'd rather just get him the care. You know, I mean, just take him to the hospital now. That's how our mind goes. Somebody is sick, we can't get them to the doctor. Doctor can't do nothing, get them to the hospital. Our mind goes in that direction. We think by putting them in the hospital, we're doing the best thing for them. So she, Allah Ta'ala reward her, that she was kind enough to explain to the family. She says, see, you're going to bring him to the hospital. They can't do nothing. The only thing they're going to do is put him on ventilation. So put him on the ventilator. They can't cure him. They can't do anything. So my advice to you is make sabr. Make sabr. Never mind you seeing him in that condition. Nobody can do anything. Rather make sabr, have him there. In other words, in a park environment, you can make talqeen. Somebody can be reading Quran Sharif. Right? And the person passes away in that condition. Today's time, I say this medical aid is a curse. Right? Because if the person got medical aid, he doesn't hesitate. You see, if you haven't got medical aid, you think 50 times. Number one, you don't want to go in a government hospital. Where are you going to take you and put him in a government hospital? Now if you're going to go private, that thing costs so much. You have to think 50 times before you go. A lot of times, a person is right in the end. Right in the end, you take the person there, they make him unconscious. What chance that person got for anything? Even if he needs to make a wasiyat, he needs to sort something out, he can't do nothing. rather the person is at home, and especially the woman folk. So many times it is seen, the lady is in the hospital, her chest is open, her hair is open, so she is out of it. Now they got this machine, that, this, sometimes something happened, they go, they checking, they don't think to close that person again, cover her hair up again, or nothing. I'm not saying there's guna on that person, but isn't it better if the person is at home, amongst loved ones? You know, I went to Binoni once. There was a person, he was very sick with cancer, and he was in his last moments, right, last days. So that Hafiz Sahab, they always showed a lot of muhabbat. He said, no, come, let's go and visit this person. He took us to see this person. This person was on the bed, he's in pareshani, he's in pain, right? And the only thing coming out of his mouth is Allah, Allah, like that. The way that Allah was coming out, he shook you up. And we heard after a few days that he passed away. No, was it better for him to be calling out to Allah Ta'ala in his agony, calling out to Allah, or to be knocked out? What was better? Now, we look at our comfort. We can't handle seeing the person. We can't take it. I just mukla with you. Our hospital ma mukla with you. They'll get rahat. There's no rahat. They're just going to knock the person out. Now you can't do nothing for the person after that. You can't make the final khidmat. You can't make talqeen in a napak condition. Impure situation. Kuffar around the person. The person is passing. Allah Ta'ala guide us to do the right thing. Sometimes it's unavoidable. Allah knows best. Allah Ta'ala guide us to do the right thing when our people are departing from the dunya. Subhanallah wa bihamdihi. Subhanallah wa bihamdik. Nashhadu an la ilaha illa anta astaghfiruka wa atubu ilayk. Assalamu alaikum wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh.